The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your weekly tip right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays. We are all the way up to tip number 23 right here. Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films. And you guys know that without Mr. Ken Barr, you know, having coming into my life, that we probably would have never created this whole idea. And I love the fact that I actually am going to have him on the phone with me right now. And I wanted to snatch him up before he actually, I was going to say hit the road, but he's not even hitting the road. He's going to be hitting the seas with 70,000 tons of metal this week. So we're going to go ahead and bring him in. Hey, honey.
Hey, darling. What's going on?
You know, rocking out, doing my thing.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not hitting the road. I'm hitting them. We're done with the road. We're moving on to the ocean now. It's a lot bigger, so let's go.
Well, it's so funny because I was like, I was in my mind. I was like, I know what I'm going to say. And I was like, start rolling. I said, he's hitting the road. Oh, no, he's not. He's hitting water. Water. Lots of water.
Yep. Yep. The biggest music cruise to set sail ever.
Ever.
Six. Let's see, 60 bands, 120 shows on 4 stages in 4 days, more metal than you'll ever get anywhere. It's,
That is insane.
We carry a full-size lighting rig, stage, and sound system. It is, there's nobody bigger, nobody.
That is crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Now remember, okay, and those of you that have tuned in, if you're just now coming in, we're in the middle of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip. You know, for those of you that may be considering stuff for, you know, at the studio, you know, behind the scenes, on the road, on the water, whatever the case may be, you know, and we actually talk to those that are behind the scenes and stuff. And of course, Mr. Ken Barr, who helped me create this series, is who I'm talking to right now. You know, it's funny because with all of this stuff that you've got coming through, you know, with the things that, you know, for this weekend, that you, I told you, you had to remember, you had to get with the boys and tell them that they are going to be part of the Radio Memphis load-in for March, because we have to talk about everything you guys went through during this cruise.
You know, I, and we're going to do that, but I was thinking today, I'd love to get you with some of the, just the crew guys I work with. You
okay.
Know, they work. Because these guys are stagehands doing something that no one else has ever done.
I'd
love to get their perspective, you know?
Yeah, well, that's fine. Yeah, I would love to talk to them, too, and see what they think about everything. Absolutely. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'll you know, in between shows, I'll approach a few and, you know, put you with them. And you know, the great guys, some of the hardest working people I've ever seen, and they're there because they want to be, and they're busting butt and
okay,
getting it done out of sheer love for the music. And, you know, that's such a pure thing, you know, that's a fan, you know, and that's
absolutely
what makes it work.
Absolutely.
You just have to respect it.
Of course. And, you know, and I would love, honey, I would love to talk with them, and especially with it being for such a big event like this. And of course, you know, as I told you, you know, this year we let it roll by, but next year I'm on the boat.
Yep.
I'm on the boat. Yes.
I'm on the boat.
I'm sitting here like kind of like kicking the dirt, you know what I mean? Like the little kid, you know, that has like detention or something. I'm like, man, I want to go.
Yeah, everybody else had a quarter for the ice cream, man, but you didn't get it.
I didn't get there in time. You don't have to. Why did you have to bring it up like that? See, now I'm really sad.
See? We've all had that experience with the ice cream, man.
What tip do you have for me tonight, sweetheart?
Well, today I wanted to talk. Recently, a local guitar player had me help him with his rig because
okay,
he just could not get it to sound good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just wanted to talk about guitar tone. So for guitar techs, guitar players.
Okay.
You know, the first thing I did, you know, I get to the guy's place where he rehearses, and he's got a Marshall, you know, Marshall head, Marshall cab. He's got a great Les Paul, and it sounds muddy. It doesn't, there's no soul to it.
Right.
Well, for me, there's things you do, you know. First thing I did was take away all the pedals.
Right.
You know, you need that, and I use the word purity because the guitar and the amp are as one. And keeping that in mind, you know, I've got a, actually an old tube tester.
I know you do.
go through the amp. I went through the amp, found a tube that was a little not so great. I had some used tubes in my little kit. I was able to, you know, and we worked just with guitar and amp on the sound. And he got a tone. He's like, that's awesome.
Right.
And then one by one, we added the pedals back in. And each pedal, you don't just plug it in and turn it on. You have to work through it, work all the settings. And see, three of the pedals, we ended up 86, and then he didn't use them anymore.
Right.
And by the end of the day, he had a rig that sounded amazing and gave him everything he wanted.
Of course.
But the point of everything I'm saying is, it all stems from the tone of the guitar and amp alone. You know, you got to have that down. I mean, Batty will tell you this too. You've got to have that, and that's what you build on. If you're not building on a solid foundation, you know, you're wasting your time. So for me, you know, I was putting some thought to that, and I actually had planned on talking about all. And it's like, wait, you know, that guitar wrong with his equipment. And after a few hours of just going through it the way it should be, now not only does it sound great, now he knows what to do,
and
he'll keep it sounding great.
Perfect. That is perfect. I know we talk about this all the time, honey, but when you bring up Batty and stuff, and I know that there's possible. I know Dan, I think he's tuned in and stuff because he sent me a message, you know, about some song selections I had going on, which is awesome. And of course, if he is, you know, thanks, Dan, for tuning in. Love you, baby. With that being said, I have this thing in my head, you know, with, you know, Frankenstein's, you know, laboratory on one side of the stage and, you know, Batty with, you know, with a bottle opener on the other side of the stage. And so, you know, when I think of Batty, you know, it's like, how did Batty, you know, yes, I mean, I know he worked with the guys, you know, as far as Cooper and Iron Maiden and everybody else. It's like, how did he get any tone? You know, I'm just wondering.
You know, and what's funny is, you know, Batty, Dan wasn't kidding, like two or three drawers were empty in that work box.
Sometimes the thing
would fall over because it was top heavy. And I've got two work boxes and, you know, an uplink to Skylab and all this other stuff. And it, you know, it all comes down to personal style.
Well, of course it does. We could launch a satellite on your side of the, you know, side of the stage. I totally get it. And you know, you bring up good points though. You know, as far as about, you know, as far as about, you know, the guitar tones and everything else also too in that, because ultimately at the end of the day, I mean, you're going to be working with that particular, you know, particular artist or guitarist, you know, specifically. And you know, there's, you know, that's not a dial in, everything is the same across the board, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, different personalities and different styles. I mean, you know, and it's different, right?
Oh yeah, everyone has their own idea of what they hear in their head, and they want you to provide that, and you need to be able to. And maybe you can't match what they are hearing in their head, but you can give them a pretty damn good sounding system by just going through those steps, and then you fine tune it with them. I mean, I used to do that, you know, with Al Petrelli and Dean DeLeo.
Right, right.
You know, I'd dial it in, it would be 95%, and then, you know, we little tweak here, little tweak there, kind of make it their own, bring it all the way home, and they're happy, I'm happy.
Right. Perfect. Perfect tip. Good job. Now, are you packed?
I am.
No.
I'm seriously thinking about taking the suitcase out of my closet.
I mean,
I'm sure.
You're leaving Thursday.
I've got tomorrow. I've got tomorrow off, so I'm good. I'll take care of it.
Okay. I was like, you know, we're talking about, you know, the whole thing about, you know, being on the road and being prepared and all this. I was like, oh, yeah, are you packed? Or are you that guy that at the last minute you're just going to throw it all in and just hope for the best?
No, I'm usually pretty methodical. I actually went out and bought socks today, and that kind of wore me out. So
everybody, man, socks. First thing off the bat, socks, 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 socks. Love it.
Yep. Had to get socks. I was running low. So, you know, originally I was going to leave tomorrow, but I don't have to leave till Wednesday morning, and I've got tomorrow off. So I've got my shirts all ready to go.
Perfect.
And my work pants. I bought socks, so really all I need is the underwear and the toiletries. So I'll be in good shape.
Well,
probably tomorrow afternoon, I'd say.
As long as you're in fantastic shape. And I will tell you, I'm going to miss you on Thursday because, you know, it's the first Thursday of the month. And that's when we do the Radio Memphis load-in show, live two-hour show that's dedicated, you know, to behind the scenes. I have confirmed that Mr. Bobby Masano is going to be doing that show with me. And so he's going to be talking about all the crazy things behind the scenes and all the music and all the different, you know, albums and stuff that he was on. A lot of people are not aware of. And he's also actually one of the other cool things is that he's just going to call in and tell me a bunch of dirt about a bunch of people that we may or may not know. You know?
Cool.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, it's going to be one of those. And I kid, he's going to give us some good insight, you know, on some things and how industry was, because he's been doing it for 40-something years.
Yeah, well, make sure you tell him Ken Barr says hello.
I will. I sure will. Absolutely, I sure will, because we'll be talking about it the whole time. You have a safe trip, okay? You have fun, you know, on the cruise, and you know, and go knock them dead.
Yeah, we will. We're gonna make it a memorable one. It's gonna be a good show, a good 120 shows.
Well, like I said, all the merrier. When you get back, you know, after you get back in, you get settled in and stuff like that. You know, give me a holler, and then we'll figure out what we can construct for the next load-in show with everybody that was involved. How about that?
Absolutely. Oh, and before I go. Mm-hmm. Did you see our friend Robert Scoville and his award this past week?
I did. Did you want to tell everybody about it?
I'll leave that for you. But
yeah.
I just think that, you know, it should be acknowledged. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. There's no one that can touch that guy right now.
Nobody can touch with all the Pornelli Awards that he's got. You know, he's amazing. And I tell you, he's another one, you know, and I need to get back with him, you know, and reach out to him, because I knew he had one or two people that he wanted me to talk to, you know, during this series as well. And it's funny because, you know, we'll send each other some messages, you know, and things like that. And, of course, you know, between him doing some amazing recordings and, you know, doing, you know, triathlons, you know, biathlons, and, you know, and you know, climbing mountains and, you know, shearing up the sides of walls and stuff like that. I gotta nail him down for a second and talk to him.
Yeah, no, I'm real proud. I mean, and you never meet a finer person as well. So.
He's a fantastic man. He's a great man. So, yeah, we're going to have to send him a little message here in just a little bit. So, yeah, I'll give him a call.
Cool.
All right. Well, listen, baby, get you some rest, okay?
Yep, I will be setting sail in a couple days, and I will give you a shout as soon as we're back, and we'll keep things rolling.
Okay, darling. All right, we'll talk soon.
Take care now.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Mr. Ken Barr right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays, in the middle of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, tip number 23. Yeah, pay attention. Of course, he wanted to kind of get down to the nitty-gritty and talk about the guitar tones, man, because that is where it's all at when you're talking about that live show.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.